Hello, my name is David Machuca, and today I will present you my work on high-order simulation at block support scale. We'll start with an overview of high-order statistics and simulation, the statistical techniques for simulation. Then we'll see how we use high-order statistics for approximating conditional distributions using orthogonal polynomial series. Then we'll see how we implement this approach for block support, a conditional distribution approximation. And we will illustrate this approach with a case study. I will finish with conclusions and the future work. Why block support simulation? High order simulations, multiple point statistics, as developed today, mainly work with point support data and produce point support realizations. But high order simulation can accommodate directly block support simulation in the same way we do with Gaussian-based methods. This would improve the efficiency of the method, reduce storage and post-processing requirements, because we need to simulate a small number of locations. However, point support high order simulations are more demanding than second order simulations because we need to deal with point block cross high order statistics. Let's see what are these high order statistics and why we need high order simulation. Traditional geostatistical methods based on variograms, they are not able to reproduce complex patterns in a satisfactory way. Variograms, they have a limited capability for disregarding between, in this case, these three very different patterns that produce similar variograms. On the other side, high-order statistics are able to describe complex spatial features. High-order statistics map the spatial interrelation between 3, 4, 5, any number of points into 2D maps, volumes, etc. As we can see here, this is a map of third-order cumulant that reflects the pattern of the original image. So, high-order statistics measure spatial relation between multiple points. Cumulants are combinations of moments. High-order moments are expressed just as the product of the values at different locations, each value elevated to a certain power. For high-order simulation, we need now point-block high-order statistics. This increases the complexity in the problem because we need to infer multiple configurations of point-block and high-order statistics. Let's review a little bit about sequential simulation and geostatistical simulation methods in general. We start with some points, with values, great values, samples, and a grid. Randomly, we choose a point in the grid, and we use the variable data and previously simulated nodes to infer a probability distribution function. From that probability distribution function, we draw a value. This simulated value is added to the conditioning data set and used to infer new distributions of probabilities. Then we jump randomly to another random point, random location, and we repeat the process. A new probability distribution function is generated, and we continue through a random path until all nodes are simulated. We want to generate a different realization, we generate a different random path. Another way of generating realizations or statistical simulations is just to build the probability distribution functions just once. This may be done when inferring those probability distribution functions is very expensive in terms of time and computational resources. And then we can generate different fields of correlated probabilities to sample those probability distributions. And thus, we generate multiple realizations. Now let's see how we use higher order statistics for approximating conditional distributions with Legendre series. Let's do a review of the old Bayes' law. In this case, we have a block whose grade we don't know, but we know the grade at two neighboring values, locations, Z1 and Z2. So the probability of the grade of the block expressed at ZV being any value Z, given that we know the values Z1, Z2, and any number of neighboring values, is expressed by the coefficient between the probability of having the given value at any given value at the block, and at the same time having the known values at the samples, divided by the probability of the occurrences of such values in the sample locations. Expressing in terms of probability distribution functions, this is the quotient between a joint distribution and a marginal distribution, which is obtained by integrating the joint distribution over the block support value. And if we integrate between, we integrate the joint distribution between the up to a threshold, we will obtain a cumulative conditional distribution. This is how it's expressed in terms of Legendre series. Legendre series are orthogonal polynomials. It's beyond the scope of this presentation to show how we arrive to this formulation, but I will explain for you the parts of this formula. At the top, we have the joint cumulative distribution. At the bottom, we have the marginal cumulative distribution. They are very similar, except in this T here, which is the threshold value. It's because it was integrated between 1 and minus 1, which is the domain of definition of the Legendre series. Let's go in parts. This omega constant is the maximum order of the approximation. The higher the order of the approximation, the better will be the fit of our conditional distribution, but it becomes very expensive in terms of computational resources. Our rule of thumb is to limit the omega value up to 5 or 6. This P K1 of Z1 and Z2 are the Legendre polynomials, where Z1 and Z2 are the sample values and are expressed as a sums of these coefficients multiplying the Z values to exponent. These other sums are what we obtain after integrating the Legendre polynomial that corresponds to the block value over the domain of the definition of the Legendre series, that is minus 1 and 1, and for the joint distribution between minus 1 and the threshold. These A coefficients are the coefficients of the Legendre polynomials and can be obtained by this explicit form. And the L coefficients are the Legendre cumulants. In this case, block point Legendre cumulants. Legendre cumulants are combinations of moments using the same coefficients A we saw in previous slides. And this a moment is expectation of the product of the block value and the conditioning values, each of one to a given exponent. The maximum exponent is the maximum order of approximation. Now let's see how we obtain these block values and this, and then the block point moments. We use templates. The upscaling template in the left side, gathers all the points within the block support. So by averaging them, it gets a block support value. The moment template joins all the conditioning points or samples with the center of the block. Together, they gather the necessary information for assembling a block point moment, which by scanning the training image and the data set and averaging leads to the inference of the point block moment. The algorithm for approximating a block support CDF and building a field of conditional distributions using higher order statistics is as follows. First, we transform the data within the domain of definition of our orthogonal polynomials. We create the upscaling template and to get block support values from training images. We start iterating over the grid, the output grid. At each point, we collect the neighboring samples. With them, we build the moment templates. And we send these moment templates to the training image to get to finish the inference of the point block moments. Using these point block moments, we assemble the Legendre series and feed this conditional CDFs. And we finally write the conditional cumulative distributions in the output grid. And we continue to our next location until all the nodes in our grid are filled with conditional distributions. A key issue is the storage of the moments. These moments are spatial moments. Then the location of the samples matters a lot. Let's see if we have, let's see for example, if we have two conditioning samples in points 3 and 5 around a block, we code the neighborhood, all the cells in the neighborhood, spiraling from the center to assign the location of the values. Let's see, we want to infer this moment, the block value to a power of 2, and the conditioning values to the power of 2 and 1, respectively. We build a key. The key will index the moment value, and we will store those moments in maps, vector of maps. Each element of the vector is a map that gathers that stores the moments of the same order. Those are huge maps, and for instance, the map, the sixth map, the map for order 5, will contain all the moments with exponents that sum up to 5. Now, for fitting the CDF, the conditional cumulative distribution function, the Legendre cumulants provide the information about the high-order spatial structure. This is akin to a variogram, but for multiple points. The Legendre polynomials provide high-order local conditioning information using the data values. When we fit the conditional CDFs through this method, order relation problems will appear in the same way as for indicator methods. But these are fixed again in the same way as indicator simulation order relation problems are fixed. However, some invalid CDFs may not be corrected, but they are fixed by interpolating the percentiles of neighboring correct distributions. Let's see now a test example, a small test example. We have here a training image, a fine resolution exhaustive training image, and we have four blocks. Each block contains 9 cells, fine cells at the same resolution as the training image. We have 2 conditioning samples, one located in block 2 and other a low value located in block 4. The first block will be conditioned only by the high value samples. The second block, B2, will be conditioned by the low and high value sample. B3 is far away from the sample, so won't be conditioned. And B4 will be conditioned by the low value sample. Now, let's see how the fitting of the conditional CDFs behave. For block 1, when only a high value sample is available, we see that the block support CDF, both the block support conditional CDF expressed as the bold red line, bends towards the high value, far away of the global block support unconditioned CDF expressed as the black bold line. The point CDFs, the point support CDFs, also bend to the high value, far away with the bimodal, from the bimodal global point support distribution. When we have 2 conditioning samples, we see that the point support expressed as the thin dashed red line distribution behaves bimodally. This is by the effect of the very different low and high values. Whereas the block support conditional CDF tends to average the values and thus producing a more uniform distribution. In block 3, where no conditioning sample is available, both the point support and block support distributions tend to the global point support and block support distributions, such as we would expect. And for block 4, we see that the distributions, both at point and block support, bend or approach the low value. With this example, we want to show that Legendre series and high-order statistics can be effectively used for conditioning a local distribution. What's the effect of the order for the approximation? In the previous slide, the order used was 4. Let's see now what happens with lower orders than that. The Legendre fitting of a CDF departs from the uniform distribution. Thus, for order 0, we will have just a straight line. For order 1, we have a slight bending of the CDF that starts to fit the global distribution. For order 2 and 3, the distribution is very affected by the conditioning values. For order 4, we have a more detailed distribution, in this case, a bimodal distribution in the first graph that shows the effect of the low and the high value on the block support distribution. And in this other case, for the block support distribution, which averages the high and low values tending towards a more uniform distribution. Let's see now a case study. We have here a scattered data set and the same training image as we saw before. At the bottom, we have the cumulant maps, the third order cumulant maps that are expressed as 2D graphs. We see some features that both of the data sets share, and the scatter rate and the fine resolution training image data set share, such as some banding that is related to the channels of high grade value channels in the data sets. We build the conditional distribution fields using the methodology explained before. And here in this graph, we see those fields for 3 different thresholds. For minus 0.6 at the top, for 0, and 0.6 at the bottom. The colors expresses the probability of being below the threshold. We see some features that relate to the channels in our data set. We also can see blank areas. Those are locations where the Legendre fitting of the conditional distribution was invalid. But we fix them by interpolating the values of neighboring locations. We generate uniformly distributed, spatially correlated probability fields using a fast method, such as a sequential Gaussian simulation. Nowadays, it's very fast. And we use the original data locations, but replace it with 0.5 values equal to 0.5, which is the median, for conditioning. And we use those realizations, those probability fields, for sampling or conditional distributions. These are 6 examples of the realizations we produced. Building the conditional CDFs is demanding, but producing different realizations is very fast. We see in those realizations clearly features that relate to the channels and the nonlinear structures in our data set. If we compare the cumulant maps of the realizations with the cumulant map of the training image, we can see some common features, such as the banding, again related to the banding of the channels, of high value channels and low values, and some cyclicity that relates to the nonlinear geometry of the distribution of our grades. And also important, we can obtain a fairly decent global reproduction of the block support conditional cumulative distribution within ergodic fluctuations. Conclusions. We just presented the formalism for direct block support fitting of conditional distribution and how it was implemented. These conditional distributions can be sampled by probability fields, since the current algorithm is very demanding in computational resources, and thus it's better to generate those conditional distributions only once. The realizations we produce mimic the high-order structure of the upscaling training image, while honoring low-order statistics and the histogram. As future work, we need to work in improved algorithms that take advantage of parallelization, graphic processing units, more efficient data structures, smaller but locally more pertinent training images, and more efficient implementation of the high-order conditional distribution fitting equations. We also need to use these improvements to arrive to with an algorithm for sequential simulation using high-order statistics. Thank you very much.